This is HPR episode 2274 entitled, First Microsoft Surface Pro Ubuntu 16.04 Dual Boot. It is hosted by JWP and is about 9 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is a short talk about converting MS Surface Pro from Windows to Ubuntu.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
My name is JWP, and I have a, I want to do a Linux podcast. It's been a while. I'm in my car, and I've got my phone, and so I'm hoping that this works out pretty well. I'm hoping that it will. And I promised Ken Fallon and Dave that I would be a little more active, and so I'm in the car. I'm going to be in the car for the next little while, and I'm pretty sure the quality on this is going to be okay coming through the Bluetooth. So I've had so many projects going on this year with so many different things, and Ken was like, just any one of those would be a good one. So let's start. Last August, or August a year ago, I purchased an original Microsoft Surface Pro. And I had heard about the Surface Pro and the project from the Linux Action Show. A dude named Noah was talking about how he really liked the Surface Pro with 1404. And I was like, okay. And I went and I bought it. It was $300. And it came with a keyboard and a case. And I mean, it was all dolled out when I got it. And of course the display on that, when I want to stream movies or something, you know, from Amazon or Netflix or, watching my Kodi, that screen is just absolutely perfect. And it is absolutely the perfect plane train, kind of device. So if you do a lot of planes or a lot of trains, this is the thing for you. And so it was $300 with everything, and I picked it up in the States, and first thing I did was it had Windows 8 on it, and Windows 8 Professional, and I think that got boosted to Windows 8.1 or something. I had to go through all the updates, and it took forever. And my employer had an employee Microsoft thing, so I got the full Office suite. So, just in case I actually couldn't do something with the image that I was going to put on, I had a backup. I can announce now that I loaded it one time in December, and it loaded with to do the updates. I've never used it for work. My employer got a thing called Office 365 or Microsoft Online, and I can use any browser and do 90% of my work, everything except for Skype. I can do with just a web browser now. And so I got the box, and originally there was all kinds of special kernels that you had to have and all this other stuff, and I installed it, and it got a little junky, and I was like, I don't know, and so then I finally just said, you know what, I'm just gonna get the 1604.1. I'm just gonna put it on, and it worked like a champ on that original Microsoft Surface Pro with the 4 gigabytes, 128 gigabyte of hard drive, and it worked. It just worked perfectly, and I really liked Ubuntu. And most of y'all that know me, I know that I'm a big Mint follower, and so I followed Mint pretty closely. But that touch screen with the pen or with your finger, it works really, really well with Ubuntu. It works really, really well with Ubuntu, and so I've had really good luck with it. I installed all of the things that I needed on there. I got the Mozilla PPA. I got the XBMC or Kodi thing, and then I put the add-ons that I needed to do what I needed to do with Kodi, and so it works out pretty fine. The only knock that I'll have is that the power program, unlike with Mint or with Ubuntu Mate, it's not automatically installed in Ubuntu 1604.1. So you have to go do those settings yourself and then adjust the brightness on it, or you're only going to get, I mean, it's a little older now, so you're only going to get about one movie off of it, unplugged. It maybe a movie and a half if you turn on the power management from the console, and stuff. And so it's okay. I do it around the living room, or most of the time I just keep it plugged in and put it on the nightstand at the hotel room, or plug it in on the train, so it's still ultra portable, and the display is absolutely fantastic. And my Kodi setup, I went ahead and added, there's this Joker theme that you can find if you do your Kodi. You get the Joker theme, And it provides all sorts of things that sometimes work and sometimes don't, but there's an awful lot of free legal content, and there's an awful lot of illegal content, depending on where you live and stuff. But remember that you're not sharing, you're only streaming. And so depending on which country you live in, that's as to which sin that particular thing would be. It works pretty flawlessly with YouTube, not inside the Kodi, but from the browser. If I load Chrome or Chromium, it, no problem. It brings up everything that I needed to bring up, and I can watch everything. And The image overall, it's about 16 gigabytes or so, and it's been a really good thing. I've installed this thing called Telegram. I heard about Telegram, and I message with my brothers a lot, and I use Hangouts. The whole thing works. Even recently, I figured out how to make Netflix work, or Netflix became available, and I was able to get it to work recently on it. Well, like I said, I got the information from this guy Noah at the Linux Action Show that he had one and he liked it, and so I found it and I got it, and I sort of did the project. It may or may not be interesting for y'all, but it is definitely doable with the original Microsoft Surface Pro and stock addiction with no special downloads or anything like that from anywhere, and it works pretty flawlessly. All right, hey, y'all have a great day, and may the force be with you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.